Thank you, and once again, welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here, and mid-August. Wow, it's hard to believe that we're already back to school and all that kind of.
I know. Yeah, it's just crazy. Pretty soon it's going to start cooling off. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, and purebred beef cattle leaders. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, just a fun place to meander around and shop. There's lots of undiscovered treasures yet to be found. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They've got a lot of different vendors, new vendors coming in, it seems like, almost all the time. They've got antiques, they've got collectibles, craft items, decorating things, so much. Make sure you check out yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Kim, do you have something to start off the good stuff?
I do. I have 10 fun facts.
Ooh, I like the 10 fun facts.
All right. How's this sound? Did you know you can't see your ears without a mirror?
That would be true.
You know what everybody's doing right now?
Checking their ears.
Yeah, trying to see their ears. Did you know you can't count your hair?
That would be impossible.
I think so too.
Impossible. Very improbable.
Yeah. And you can't breathe through your nose with your tongue out.
Now we got to try that.
Yeah. Now that's just what everybody's doing, is they're trying that. And when you did that, you realized that it is possible. Only when you do it, you look like a dog.
Oh, well. Thanks.
Oh, well, you know, hey, we're just having fun, right? Okay. And you are smiling right now because you were fooled. Okay. We skipped number 5. Which that was when you did number 3, you realized you looked like a dog. Anyway, and you just checked to see if there was a number 5 because I said that. And share all of this with your friends so that they can have some fun too, just playing around with your mind a little bit.
Have you heard the story about the man and the restaurant and the ostrich?
No, but there's a punchline.
Oh, sure there is.
Of course.
You'll get to that. This is sent in by Neil Vollmer a while back. So a man walks into a restaurant with a full-grown ostrich right behind him. As he sits, the waitress comes over and asks for the orders. The man says, "I'll have a hamburger, fries, and a Coke." He then turns to the ostrich and asks, "What about you?" "I'll have the same," says the ostrich. A short time later, the waitress returns with the order. "That'll be $6.40, please." That kind of tells you how old this has been, huh? The man reaches into his pocket, pulls out the exact change for payment. The next day, the man and the ostrich come again, and the man says, "I'll have a hamburger, fries, and a Coke." And the ostrich says, "I'll have the same." Once again, the man reaches into his pocket and pays with the exact change. This becomes a routine until late one evening when the two enter again. "The usual?" asks the waitress. "No, this is Friday night, so I'll have a steak, baked potato, and salad," says the man. "Same for me," says the ostrich. A short time later, the waitress comes with the order and says that'll be $18.62. Again, the man pulls the exact amount out of his pocket and places it on the table. The waitress can't hold back her curiosity any longer.
Excuse me, sir. All of a sudden, I'm getting very suspicious.
Oh, yeah. "Excuse me, sir, but how do you manage to always come up with the exact change out of your pocket every time?" "Well," the man says, "several years ago, I was cleaning the attic and I found an old lamp. When I rubbed it, a genie appeared and offered me 2 wishes. My first wish was that if I could ever pay for anything or should have to pay for anything, I would just put my hand in my pocket and the right amount of money would always be there." "That's brilliant," said the waitress. "Most people would have wished for $1 million or something, but you'll always be as rich as you want for as long as you live." "That's right. Whether it's a gallon of milk or a Rolls Royce, the exact money is always there," said the man. The waitress asks, "One more thing, sir. What is with the ostrich?" The man sighs, pauses, and answers, "My second wish was for a tall chick with long legs who agrees with everything I say." That's where the ostrich comes from.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of like Bazinga.
Yes.
Don't you think? "Hey, my ability to remember song lyrics from the 80s far exceeds my ability to remember why I just walked into the kitchen."
Sometimes that's the way it is, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. You've spent another few minutes here. Hope you enjoyed a little visit with us here on your local radio station. And tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.